Hey, it's Gabe. I want to recommend a podcast I think you'll enjoy called What Could Go Right. On What Could Go Right, the hosts, Progress Network founder Zachary Carabel and executive director Emma Varva Lucas, sit down with expert guests to discuss the world's most pressing issues. They look back at how far society has come and look forward to what it will take to achieve a brighter future. If you're looking for a weekly dose of optimistic ideas from smart people, listen to What Could Go Right wherever you get your podcasts.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
The Kakadu plum is an Australian native superfood containing 100 times more vitamin C than oranges. So why have you never heard of it? PR. No one's drinking a Kakadu smoothie? I'm J.B. Smoove, and that was a full episode of my new podcast, Straightforward, inspired by guaranteed straightforward pricing from AT&T Fiber. Get what you want without the complicated. AT&T Fiber, live like a gigillionaire. Available wherever you get your podcast. Limited availability in select areas. Visit AT&T.com/hypergig for details.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
This Day in History class is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hey, y'all, I'm Eves, and welcome to This Day in History class, a podcast for people who can never know enough about history. Today is June 24th, 2020. The day was June 24th, 1932. The Siamese political party, Kana Ratsidan, or the People's Party, overthrew the government of King Rama VII, ending 700 years of absolute monarchy under the kings of Siam. The bloodless coup resulted in the introduction of democracy and the first constitution of Thailand. Since 1782, the Kingdom of Siam, or modern-day Thailand, had been ruled by the Chukri dynasty, beginning with Rama I, who founded the capital city, Bangkok. Throughout the 19th century, much of Southeast Asia was colonized by the British, French, and Dutch. Siam was never subjected to colonial rule. But Rama V, who reigned from 1868 to 1910, set out to modernize the kingdom. He introduced social and governmental reforms that were based on Western models. The old ruling families rejected his reforms, but from the mid-1880s to the early 1900s, Rama V overhauled the administration, established military conscription, abolished slavery, and made other major changes in the country. The king was committed to modernization, but he was also committed to maintaining Thai traditions and independence. He instituted all these reforms under the guise that they would save Siam from the threat of Western colonialism. If Siam looked civilized to colonial powers, then it would supposedly avoid Western invasion. Rama V's son and successor, Rama VI, also worked to modernize Siam and welcomed the adoption of some European ideals. His reforms upset members of the aristocracy and nobility, as well as groups of progressives and radicals. In 1912, a group of military officers conspired to overthrow the king, but the plot failed. There is debate over the main causes of the 1932 revolution, but the rise of Western-educated commoner elites who'd become dissatisfied with politics in Siam played a significant role in the event. Rama VII ascended the throne in 1925. He created the Supreme Council of State, made up of senior princes who had served in previous administrations. They quickly let go of commoners who had been appointed in the civil service and military. During Rama VII's rule, returning Western-educated students grew disillusioned with the status quo. In 1927, a small group of military and civilian students gathered in Paris with the intent of founding a party to bring change to Siam. This group of seven people called themselves the Promoters, and they decided to stage a coup to end absolute monarchy in the country. To achieve this goal, they formed the Kanak Ratsadan, or People's Party. The Promoters worked on gathering supporters. Meanwhile, Siam was facing economic problems. The Great Depression made it to the country by 1930. The value of rice, Siam's major export, fell drastically. Land values also fell, so the government had to make a bunch of budget cuts. By 1932, the People's Party was made up of more than 100 students, military officers, and non-royal government officials. On the morning of June 24, 1932, while the king was away from Bangkok, the People's Party led the coup. The Promoters seized control of the army as well as post and telegraph offices, and they arrested royal officials who were part of the ruling group. Armored vehicles and troops gathered at the throne hall in the royal plaza, and one of the Promoters read the Kanak Ratsadan Manifesto, declaring the end of absolute monarchy and the establishment of a constitutional state. Rama VII was playing golf in the south of Siam when he got news of the coup. He agreed to the demands for a new constitutional system, and by December of that year, he had promulgated a new constitution. A state council and national assembly were established, but conflict between the Kanak Ratsadan and the king continued. A couple of years after the revolution, Rama VII left for England, and in 1935, he abdicated the throne, spending the rest of his life in England. Though the coup was a major turning point in Thai history, the next few decades were still characterized by political unrest and rule by military governments. I'm Eve Jeffcoat, and hopefully you know a little more about history today than you did yesterday. And if you have any comments or suggestions, feel free to send them our way. We're at thisday@iheartmedia.com if you want to send us an email. You can also hit us up on social media. We're at TDIHC Podcast. Thanks so much for listening to the show, and we'll see you tomorrow.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
We are the voice of NASCAR.
The green flag is in the air, and we are underway the Great American Race.
The Motor Racing Network. NASCAR Cup, Xfinity, and Craftsman Truck Series Racing. Live on your hometown radio station and MRN or NASCAR.com. Martinsville, Talladega, the Chicago Street Course. We have the side-by-side action and last lap passes for the win.
Photo finishes. Ryan Blaney will win.
The voice of NASCAR, the Motor Racing Network. Work.
Xumo Play is your destination for endless entertainment. With a diverse lineup of 350-plus live channels, movies, and full TV series, you'll easily find something to watch right away. And the best part? It's all free. Love music? Get lost in the 90s with iHeart 90s, dance away with hip-hop beats, and more on the iHeart Radio music channels. No logins, no signups, no accounts, no hassle. So what are you waiting for? Start streaming at play.xumo.com or download from the app and Google Play stores today. All you can stream with Xumo Play.